奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家来分享圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I share with you all the teachings from the Bible.
我们在美国教会年度的行事历里面呢，我们青年神训班可能是除了全国教会会议之外，聚集最多工人的一个场合。
And so, in the entire calendar year of the church, probably aside from the National Church Conference, this is probably where you will find the most ministers gathered together.
也是我们所有的青年聚集最多人在一起的一个训练讲习会。
And this is also the training seminar where you will find the most youth gathered together.
那我们每一年接待的教会也付出了很多的人力、财力以及用了很多的资源来支援这样一些重要的圣工。
And every year, the church that that hosts it uses a lot of personnel resources as well as other resources to hold this event.
其实也看到教会真的很重视青年的训练工作。
And so we can truly see that the church looks heavily upon the training of the youth.
那青年训练完之后，很重要一件事情，接下来就是要来服侍神。
And so after the youth have been trained, one very important thing is that they must come to serve God.
所以在青年神训班的同时，他们三年结业之后，如果愿意服侍神的，会接受志工班的训练。
And then so after the 3 years of NYTS, if they are willing to serve, then they will go for further training.
所以我们这次在这里上课，除了有神训班之外，还有开拓的志工班的训练班。
And so this time, apart from just the NYTS, we also had the pioneer missionary volunteer program.
那这个训练班因为人数比较少，所以在副堂里面上课。
And so because this class had less people, then their class was held in the auxiliary chapel.
我们通常到最后能够再继续来参加训练，而且愿意真的奉献时间、奉献他们的才能来服侍神的。最后要再一次的经过讨论训练，进一步的扎实信仰，然后来被教会差派工作。
And then so in order to be sent by the church to do work, they must work hard, be trained further, so that their faith can be further rooted.
那这一次的青年神训班呢？主题是要过圣洁的生活。
And so this time in the NYTS, the theme was to live a holy life.
那志工班的主题是要献上自己当做活祭。
And for the PMVP class, their theme was to be living sacrifices.
也就是说，他们要有圣洁的生活之后，才能够成为真的献在祭坛上给神，能够真的来服侍神。
Which means after that they live a holy life, then can they go and be a sacrifice offered to God?
那在这一次这个两个训练班里面呢，共同读了几卷书，就是保罗所写的教牧书信。
And then so between both of these classes, they spent some time working on the same books, which are the pastoral epistles.
就是提摩太前后书以及提多书。
Which are 1st and 2nd Timothy and the book of Titus.
那神训班的课程因为是大班的，所以基本上就是上课。
And so because the NYTS class is such a large class, then it is mostly a lecture session.
那小班的因为人数比较少，所以可以用讨论的。
And then in the smaller class, because there were less people, we could have a more of a discussion.
但是共同的主题都是在谈要怎么样做神的工人呢？
But in both of them, we discuss on how to become a worker of God.
那所以在读提摩太前后书跟提多书的时候呢，我们就看到一个很重要的主题，就是要过圣洁的生活。
And so when we read 1st and 2nd Timothy as well as Titus, we find a very occurring theme, which is that we must live in a holy life.
那在神训班里面也上了立位记，所以要让我们了解神所悦纳的祭是什么。
And then in the NYTS class, they also studied the book of Leviticus, which tells them what kind of offering is God, does God show favor to.
从旧约的经卷里面去看神当时的要求。
And to look at in the Old Testament what God wanted of them.
然后接下来在主耶稣的时代、救恩时代里面来看主耶稣基督他的工人怎样过圣洁的生活，他教导是什么
？And then to look afterwards in Jesus' time how he used it, in how to live a holy life.
我们今天来参加训练班的人基本上都是主内的弟兄姐妹们。
And so for now, most of the people who come to attend this NYTS are members in our church.
那其实我们每一个人都有我们现在原来有的生活。
And so every one of us has our original life.
我们在来训练班之前，我们也许过一个大学生的生活，通常是很晚睡觉， 然后睡得很晚起来，然后课最好能够选下午的，哦，早上这个睡到十二点没关系。
And so, perhaps before we came, we lived the life of a college student, which is that we would go to sleep very late, wake up very late, and choose all our classes so that they start in the afternoon, so we don't have to wake up as early.
当然也有一些人是早睡早起的啦。
Of course, there are also some who go to sleep early and wake up early.
不过大部分都是晚睡的啦。
But as a majority, we will go to sleep late.
所以半夜一两点还在上网的，可能就是青年人。
And then so those who are online one or two in the morning are probably
特别都是大学生呢。
Especially the college students.
因为早上没有课啊。
Because in the morning they don't have class.
如果上班族啊，早上就要上班，很早就要起床。
And so if you're in the working class, then perhaps you have to work early in the morning.
但是来到神训班的时候。生活作息就不一样了。
But then when we come to NYTS, then it's different.
每天十一点就要睡觉。
Every day you have to go to sleep at 11 o'clock.
一开始大部分人都睡不着了。
And perhaps at the beginning, many of us could not fall asleep.
所以呢，那个办公人员都要一再的提醒，一再催，然后就是要准时睡觉。
And then so we everybody kept encouraging you to go to sleep at 11 o'clock.
但是等到几天之后，慢慢就睡得就越来越顺畅了。
But then after a few days, it became easier and easier to fall asleep.
因为我们已经习惯这样的生活作息了。
Because we have become accustomed to this type of lifestyle.
我们白天的时候用心在听课。
In the daytime, we use our hearts to listen to the classes.
我们在祷告的时候，每天花两个多小时在祷告。
And in prayer, we spend over two hours in prayer every day.
每一个时间都被安排要过一个敬畏神的生活。
And every period of time has been set.So that we can live a life reverent to God.
所以我们的生活其实来到这里就被改变了。
And so when we come here, our lives can be changed.
那这里的生活其实给我们一个模型。
And so the life here, it gives us a model.
什么叫做圣洁的生活？
What is it to live a holy life?
在这里，你跟外界很多的信息都没有接触了。
And then here, you are cut off from a lot of the connection with the outside world.
我们在这里本身就过了一个很单纯的。生活，大家在一起生活。
To live here, we live a very simple life, with each other.
你不用担心下一餐要吃什么。
You don't need to worry about what is the next meal you want.
我们在学校，你可能要考虑说下一餐我要去吃 spaghetti 呢，还是要吃 hamburger？ 你要考虑啊。
And perhaps when you are at school, you need to make the decision: Am I going to have a hamburger or spaghetti for my next
meal? 来这里，你每天上完课的时候，接下去就是有人准备好美好的。餐点在那边等着你。
But here, every time you finish class, then once you go outside, there is a wonderful meal waiting for you.
都不用担心生活上的事。
You don't need to worry about anything of your life.
很专心在神的话语里。
You can concentrate on the word of God.
很专心的在为弟兄姐妹祷告。
You can concentrate on praying for the brothers and sisters.
这样的生活，两个礼拜以后。
And this type of life, after 2 weeks.
我们可以看到每一个人的生命啊，每一个人的脸啊，都不一样了。
And we can see that everybody's life, everybody's face is different.
一开始来的时候，有些人心情可能很沉重。
And perhaps when we first came, many people came with heavy hearts.
这里祷告那么久。
And we pray here so long.
看到那个 schedule 就害怕了。
And I see the schedule and I'm afraid.
有的父母亲看到那个学生年会的那个生活按作息表就不敢让孩子去参加学生年会了。
And some parents, when they see the student spiritual convocation schedule, they don't dare to let their students go.
这太苦了。
It's too, it is too bitter.
但是这个通常都是父母亲的看法。
But this is usually what is seen by the parents.
但是我们弟兄姐妹，我们经过训练的人，我们都发现，经过两个礼拜之后，我们真的非常享受，或者在这里真好。
But here, those of us who have attended, we know that after these 2 weeks, it is such a wonderful thing to be able to come and attend.
这就是我们有时候我们有原来的想法，我们以为这样子不好，其实这个才是真的好的。
And so sometimes we have this notion before we come that this is not good, but then after we have gone through it, we realize it is good.
那就是说，我们在训练班之前，我们有一个旧的生活。
And so perhaps before we came to this training, we had an old life.
我们现在我们旧的生活是什么？
So what is our old life?
现在看提摩太前书第一章。
Let us look at 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书。
1 Timothy
第一章
chapter 1.
第九节
verse 9.
这里讲到律法。
Here it talks about the law.
一章九节说律法不是为义人设立的，是为不法而不服的，不虔诚犯罪的，不圣洁恋世俗的。杀父母和杀人的，行淫的和青蓝色的，抢人口和说谎话的，并起假誓的，或是为别样的敌正道人设立的。这里讲到这个律法是为什么
？And so here it tells us the purpose of the law.
保罗在讲他在写信给提摩太的时候呢，他特别跟他提到说，有些人呢很强调律法。
And so when Paul was writing this book to Timothy, he said, he tells him about how some people look very heavily upon the use of the law.
那当然其实律法是好的，没有错。
And of course, the law is good. This is not wrong.
只要人用的合宜，第八节这样说。
As long as we use it according to what is in verse 8.
因为律法本来就是要约束一个人的生活。
Because the law, it is to regulate one's life.
你看第九节、第十节所描述的这些人的这些人，基本上都是我们都知道，这是叫不圣洁的人。
And so, if we look at verses 9 and 10, we can tell that these are all people who we can consider they are unholy or ungodly.
这个其实就是这个世今天这个时代这个世界里面的人的一个生活的写照。
And so, this is an example of the world of the lives that people live in the world today.
那如果我们看提多书第三章第三节
，And then if we look at Titus chapter 3 verse 3,
来看看我们自己本身，我们每一个人
，And then we see ourselves personally.
提多书三章三节说：“我们从前也是无知、悖逆、受迷惑、服侍各样私欲和宴乐，常存恶毒、嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨的。”
Verse 3: For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another.
我们其实有些人他们在主里面呢，虽然信主了以后，但是如果生命没有改变呢，常常还是会受。会跟这里所描述的是一样的。
And so some people, even though they have already believed in Christ, if they do not change their life, many times they will still live out all of these characteristics.
很多时候我们也是无知的。
And many times it is without knowing.
我们是容易受迷惑的。
We are very easily deceived.
如果有人讲一些话，哎，我们就会觉得，哎，真的哦，可能是这样子哦。
If somebody says some things, then we may think, oh, perhaps this is true.
有的时候朋友跟你就说没有神。
If one of your friends tells you there is no God.
如果有人跟你 challenge 说圣经是不可信的。
If somebody challenges you saying that the Bible cannot be believed,
教会怎么可能只有一个
？How can there only be one church？
这么多教会，难道只有真耶稣教会可以得救
？There's so many churches. Is it only the true Jesus Church that can be saved？
当有人这样在挑战你的时候
，And so when somebody is attacking you in this manner，
很可能我们就会受迷惑，真的哦。
Then it's very possible that we can be deceived。
那有时候我们其实也是常常忽视各样私欲的
，And so。
服侍各样私欲，我们的私欲。
And so sometimes we also serve our own lusts.
我们喜欢宴乐。
And we like pleasure.
我们当然不喜欢说坐在这里听人家来讲道理。
Naturally, we will not like to sit there and listen to people speak sermons.
很多人觉得说我自己有自己的想法，我为什么要听你的
？And many people will say, I have my own thoughts. Why do I need to listen to yours?
如果你对我不好，当然我对你不好。
And so if you treat me badly, I will treat you badly.
这个其实就是有时候我们很容易生活是跟这里所描述是一样的。
And so sometimes our lives are the same as what is written here.
那其实有时候我们仍然活在自己我们的私欲里面，我们还在罪当中生活。
And then so when we live in our lust, then we are also living in sin.
那所以在提摩太前后书跟提多书里面，他提到旧人的生活跟新人的生活有完全不一样的表现。
And so in 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus, it talks about how the old life and the new life, they are very different.
那我们过去的这个生活，其实在神面前是没有价值的。
So this past life, in the eyes of God, it has no value.
但是神的恩典是格外丰盛。
But God's grace is sufficient, is abundant.
所以我们知道圣经里面一直强调神只有一个。
And so we know the Bible continuously emphasizes there is only one God.
在提摩太前后书跟提多书里面，他还强调一个重点，就是神他是独一的。
And in 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus, it emphasizes that God is one.
提摩太前书第二章的第五节。
In 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5.
二章五节
，Chapter 2 verse 5，
这里说，因为只有一位神
，For there is one God。
这位神是什么样？是怎样的神
？And what kind of God is this God？
在圣经里面有很多地方在描述神呢，又对神的属性有很多各种不同的描述。
And in many places it talks about the different aspects of God。
但是在保罗所写的这个书信里面，他一直强调神他是不能看见，住在人不能靠近的光里面。
But in these epistles by Paul, he emphasizes that God is an invisible God who dwells in places we cannot know.
在一章的第十七节
，In chapter 1 verse 17,
他说：“但愿尊贵荣耀归给那不能朽坏、不能看见、永世的君王、独一的神，直到永永远远。”阿门。
And it says, "Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever." Amen.
这个神是独一的。
This God is one.
他是永世的君王，他是永远是当王的。
He is the King eternal.
不能朽坏。
He will not
存到永远。
He will last until forever.
是我们不能看见的。
He is invisible.
因为他是灵。
Because he is spirit.
我们人用肉眼看不到神。
We cannot use our physical eyes to see him.
那这个独一的神。
And so this one God.
其实他是很爱人的。
He loves man.
你看提摩太前书第四章第十节。
If we look at 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 10.
第四章 第十节
Chapter 4 verse 10，
这里我们劳苦努力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
Verse 10, for to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe.
这个神是永生的神。
This God is an eternal God.
不会朽坏。
He will not be corrupted.
然后他是万人的救主，他是想救所有的人。
And he is the Savior of all mankind. He wants to save all.
然后他会再来。
And he will come again.
他在来以前，他在这个信息里面，在提摩太后书里面这样说。
And so in 2 Timothy he wrote.
我们看第六前书第六章，提摩太前书第六章。
Sorry, we'll look at 1 Timothy chapter 6.
第六章
chapter 6,
看十三节。
Chapter 6 verse 13.
六章十三节。
Chapter 6 verse 13.
我在叫万物生活的神面前，并在向本丢比拉多做过那美好见证的基督耶稣面前嘱咐你。十四节。
14.
要守这命令，毫不玷污，无可指责，直到我们的主耶稣基督显现。十五节。
15.
到了日期，那可称颂、独有全能的万王之王、万主之主。十六节
，16，
就是那独一不实、住在人不能靠近的光里，世人未曾看见，也是不能看见的，要将他显明出来。但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归给他。阿门。这段圣经呢，保罗再一次强调，主耶稣基督在，他要显现。
And so here, Paul, in this passage, Paul says again that God, Christ will appear.
那我们要好好的守他的命令，一直到他再来为止。
And so we must keep his commandments until he comes again.
那这个他在那个日期，他说是这个独一不死的神，他把耶稣基督再一次的显明给我们看。
And then so once again, he will manifest in his own time as Christ.
独有全能，只有他拥有一切的全能。
And he is the only one who has all power.
他是叫万物生活的神，他是赏赐所有生命的源头。
He is the source of all life.
然后他是会赏赐一切万物给我们享受的神。
And he is the God who gave us everything to enjoy.
所以十七节特别提到，神就是那个赏赐百物给我们享受的神呢。
And so in verse 17, it says that God, it is God who gives us richly all things to enjoy.
所以这个神是独一的。
And so this God, he is one.
不能看见的。
He cannot be seen.
他是永远当永世的君王。
He is he is eternal king.
他是后世给百物的，给我们享受的。
And he is the one who gives us all of these things to enjoy. He gives us eternal life.
这样一个神，他道成肉身，成为人，成为人跟神之间的中保。
And this kind of God, he came down to earth to be a mediator between man and God.
前书一章二章的五节六节说，在人跟神之中间，只有一个中保，就是耶稣基督。
And so in chapter 2 verse 5 it says that there is only one mediator between man and God, and this is Christ.
这个中保其实就是神自己本身来的。
And this mediator he comes directly from God.
提摩太前书里面说，这个叫做奥秘。
And so in 1 Timothy he says this is a mystery.
这个叫做近前的奥秘，他说大在近前的奥秘。
And this is the mystery, the great mystery of godliness.
就是第三章。提摩太前书三章的十六节说
，And it is what it says in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
神在肉身显现
，That God was manifested in the flesh.
这个显现就是耶稣基督在我们当中。
This manifestation was Jesus Christ coming among us.
所以主耶稣基督来是要救谁
？And so when Jesus Christ came onto this world, who was he coming to save?
其实是要救万民的。
It was to save all mankind.
主耶稣基督的救恩并没有选择性，没有说只有给某一些人。
And Jesus' salvation was not only chosen to certain people.
福音要只有那相信的人。
The gospel will be preached to those who believe.
所以主耶稣跟门徒说：“你们出去传耶稣基督，传他的救恩呢。”
And so Jesus told his disciples to go out and preach of Jesus Christ and his salvation.
信而受洗的必然得救。
And those who believe and are baptized will be saved.
不信的就被定罪。
Those who do not believe will be condemned of their sins.
所以只要信，不管是男女老幼，不管是哪一个民族。
And so whether they believe, it does not matter what race or what age or what sex.
今天真主教会很多，大部分现在我们在座都是。亚洲人都是华人。
And today in the True Jesus Church, many of us sitting here are of Asian descent.
神并没有偏见，并没有说只要选中国人呢。
And God did not show partiality in saying I only want to choose the Asian people.
为什么我们坐在这里
？Why is it we are sitting here?
因为我们相信。
Because we believe.
为什么有些人不愿意坐在这里
？Why are there people who are not willing to sit here?
因为他们不信。
Because they do not believe.
相信的人就得恩典。
Those who believe will receive grace.
相信的人就得到这个救恩呢。
Those people who believe will receive the salvation.
就是这么简单。
It is so simple.
神主耶稣的心意就是要万人得救的。
And God wants for all people to be saved.
他要让我们脱离罪。
He wants us to be to depart from sin.
所以提摩太前书二一章的十二节说，耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
And so,
第一章的 72节,
and so Paul says that it is a faithful saying that Christ came to this world to save sinners.
主耶稣基督来, 祂来救赎, 当中保,
and so he wanted to take us and save us from all sin.
我们从罪里面被救出来以后,
and after we have been saved from sin, then we belong to him.
我们成为神的人哦,
and after we become a person of God,
我们每一个人都有我们自己的, 我们归属的一个群体啊,
then we all belong to this body.
我们有我们自己的, the group, 我们说我们是属谁的吗?
We have our own groups.
你就是你姓哪一个姓啊, 你就是这个姓, 这个家族的人啊,
and then we say that we belong, for example, I am of this name.
哦, 然后你就是, 你这个亲戚, 你都知道啊, and 我就是跟这个亲, 这一族人有关系啊,
and then we know that we have a relationship with this group of people.
我们越来越长大的时候, 你就会到一个地方去, 你就会到处认到亲戚啊,
and as we grow older and we go to different places, then we'll realize we have different relatives here and there.
特别如果 结婚之后，有时候你到一个地方去，突然很多亲戚跑出来。
Especially once after you get married, when you go some certain places, then you'll find a lot of relatives.
因为都在主里面呢。
Because they are all in the Lord.
我们都有一个群体，我们是属这一群的。
And so we are of this one group.
但是这个世界上的。
But in this world.
在主耶稣里面，我们每一个人都成为属神的。
But in Jesus Christ, we can all come to belong to God.
那如果我们是属神的，神就认识我们。
And if we belong to God, then He will know who we are.
神 认识那属他的人,
and God knows those who belong to Him.
我们现在看这一节圣经,
let's look at this verse.
来看提摩太后书二章,
let us look at 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书二章第十九节,
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19.
二章十九节说, 然而神坚固的根基立住了, 上面有这印记说, 主认识谁是他的人。
Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are His.
又说, 凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
主认识谁是属他的,
the Lord knows who are His.
那属他的人有一个要求,
and those who are His, there is one condition.
就是要离开不义,
it is that they depart from iniquity.
也就是要成为圣洁,
which means that they must be holy.
这个独一的神是永世的君王, 他是圣洁的神,
this one God who is eternal king, he is a holy God.
所以他要求属他的, 凡他所认识的,
and so he wants all that he knows to become holy with him.
这是为什么, 接下去在第20, 20节开始,
which is why in verse 20,
保罗一直强调, 要成为圣洁,
Paul continues to emphasize that we must become holy.
要脱离卑贱的事,
to depart from things that are
要脱离卑贱的, 就是,
so that we can depart from dishonor.
那圣洁是神很重要的一个属性,
and so holiness, it is a very important attribute of God.
我们今天很多时候如果我们自己觉得你是属神的人哦,
and so today, if we consider ourselves as belonging to God,
有时候如果我们身心不够圣洁啊,
and sometimes if our lives are not holy enough,
我们在这个会中啊, 会觉得很心虚,
then when we are in this congregation, we will feel very humbled.
就是心里会觉得说, 哎, 好像不太适合站在这里那种感觉。
We will feel that we are a little unworthy to be standing amongst these people.
因为当我们面对一个荣耀的神、圣洁的神的时候,
because when we come with a glorious God and a holy God,
我们会想到我们自己本身呢,
then we will think about ourselves.
神要求属他的人，在他面前的人要成为圣洁。
And God wants those who belong to Him to come before Him as holy.
所以其实神真正的要求,
and so God's true condition,
神是 全能的神啊,
God is an almighty God.
神最在意的那个人是什么样的人？是那个圣洁的。
And so what does God want? He wants men to be holy.
因为神可以让哑巴说话。
Because God can allow the mute to speak.
所以一个人如果没有什么才能,
and so if somebody does not have much talent,
其实这个不是重点。
This is not the important part.
如果神他把他能力加在人身上, 这个人就改变了。
If God gives his power to a person, then this person will be changed.
有些人其实他没有什么才华的。
And some people, they do not have much.
就是世界上的角度来看, 没有什么才华。
From the perspective of the world, they do not have much.
他可能没有受什么教育。
Perhaps they have not learned much education.
你说弹琴做什么, 并不用像一般世界人说文武全才，没有啊。
For example, perhaps they do not play an instrument, or they are not that cultural.
但是一个被神认识的人，如果神的能力加在他身上啊。
But for one who is known by God, and if God pours His power upon him,
你就会发现说，一个人他虽然没有受过什么教育啊。
You'll find that even though this person has not undergone much education,
讲出来的话就非常有智慧。
But the words that he speaks will have much wisdom.
他讲神的道理就非常有力。
And when he speaks the word of God, then he will have much power.
他劝勉人的时候，别人就会听。
And when he encourages people, they will listen.
他也没有经过什么辅导训练呢？
And he has never gone through any counseling.
但是他的能力就在那显现了。
But his power is manifest there.
因为从神来的。
Because it comes from God.
是神认识的。
It is one who is known by
God. 所以神真的在的是这个人是不是圣洁？
And so when a person is there, then God, then this person can be holy.
如果神要用，那一切都没有问题。
And if God wants to use this person, then there will be no problem.
所以其实我们今天在座的，我们年轻的父母亲，我们有孩子。
And so for those of us who are sitting here as who are young parents,
我们的孩子，我们最在意他们什么？
And what is the most important thing that we care about for our children?
我们在意他们说，万一他如果没有学这个，他没有学那个，他输在起跑点上。
And oftentimes we think of what if they don't learn this or learn that?
所以有时候如果他们要上什么才艺班呢？跟机会冲突，有时候我们就会挣扎，我要到底要不要送去学，还是要趁那机会
？And so sometimes if they want to take a class, but that class contradicts with the Sabbath schedule, then sometimes we are very conflicted.
我们学生在选课的时候碰到要参加教会的训练，跟要去选课或者去实习，这个时候我们就是一个选择。
And so as students, when we have the opportunity to take a class or we want to take an internship, but it contradicts with certain seminars, then which do we choose?
我们如果真的对神有信心呢？
If we truly have faith towards God,
我们相信神一定可以给我们所没有想到的。
Then we know, we believe that God will give us what we cannot even imagine.
那这个时候我们就会选择，我要把神摆在第一位。
And then at this time, we will know that we should choose to put God first.
所以孩子没有学很多才艺，其实不是最重要的。
And so if a child does not take a lot of different classes, it is not the most important.
孩子如果不知道要敬拜神，这才是问题。
If they do not know that they need to come and worship God, then this is a problem.
孩子要会敬拜神，一定是父母亲要先带来的。
But if for a child to know that they must worship God, they must be brought by the parents first.
所以我们在上课的时候，我们在讨论。我们现在教会有什么危机呢
？And so during class we discussed, what are some of the crises in the church?
我们在讨论的时候，我们的学员提出一个问题，就是说，目前我们的危机之一就是我们的父母亲哦，很在意我们孩子的教育。
And so as in the discussion we discussed that one of the crises in the church is that parents are very concerned with their children's education.
有时候太在意，甚至超过。对他们信仰的重视。
And sometimes they look so heavily upon this education, it is even beyond their faith.
那最后结果就是，我们的孩子可能文武全才，可能身上背了很多把刷子啊，哦，很厉害，这个也厉害，什么都会啊。
And so perhaps at the end, what is the result is that they are very cultural people that they can do anything.
但是可能是神不要用的。
But perhaps they are not wanted. God does not want to use.
那这样子学那么多，到底要为什么
？And so, if you look at it, then what is the purpose of learning all of these?
圣洁其实真的是最重要，圣洁一定要学习。
The most important is to be holy.
我们有一个妈妈，她有一个很深的感触啊。
And we have this mother. She had a very strong, reflection.
她很后悔她以前对她孩子的教育方法。
She regretted very greatly the way that she used to teach her children.
她对她的女儿花了好多心血。
She spent so much time and energy on her daughter.
她让女儿学了很多最好的找最好的老师教她钢琴呢。
She went to go find the best teacher for her daughter to learn to play the piano.
让她读最好的学校。
And then continue to raise her so that she could go to the best school.
让她真的拥有当世代当时的青里面真的是很突出的一个。很突出的一个青年。
And so that when you looked at her, you could truly tell that she was truly an extraordinary individual.
但是并没有真的在信仰上帮助她说一定要选择神，要把神放第一位。
But she did not make sure that her daughter would always put God first.
等到孩子结婚了。
And so when this daughter was married,
她结婚的对象不是在主内的。
Her spouse was not in the church.
这个姐妹是很有才能。
And this sister, she had a lot of talents.
但是她的才能最后是用在世界上。
But then her talents were only utilized in this world.
她没有办法在教会服事啊。
She was unable to serve in the church.
这个妈妈后来在回顾她过去带孩子的这个过程啊。
And so this mother was reflecting on how she raised her children.
她说早知道就不要给她写那么多。
And she said, if I knew this earlier, I would not have let her learn so much.
我宁可每天带她来教会聚会。
I would rather bring her to church every day.
让她懂得敬畏神，即使弹琴弹得离落了也没关系。
So that she understands that she needs to worship God. It doesn't matter how badly she plays the piano.
因为她在读书的时候，她觉得教会人哦就比不上她。
Because when she was studying, then she found that the other people in church could not compare with her.
后来慢慢的，她就这个脚步就慢慢偏到世界去了。
And then so slowly her feet moved slowly towards the world.
当然，最后就真的没有办法，在神面前，在神的眼中就已经不够资格去服侍神。
And so at the end, she was not seen as worthy in God's eyes to serve Him.
这个妈妈说：“那我给她教育那么多事要做，不是当初不是为了要她能够教会里面服侍神吗？”
And then so this mother said, "Isn't it because I wanted her to serve God that I allowed for all of this to happen?"
但是一切都太晚了。
But it was all for too late.
所以今天神要我们的是圣洁敬畏神。
And so today, God wants us to come and worship Him.
那特别在这个末世有危险的日子来到。
And especially in these end times, it is dangerous times coming.
提摩太后书第三章第一节开始。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1,
保罗在将近两千年前就说末世有危险的日子来到了。
And so here, Paul 2,000 years ago already said that the last days in perilous times will come.
那这个世代在三章的第二节开始到第四节所描述的。这就是一个不圣洁的世代。
And then, so if you look from verses 2 to verses 4, it talks about people, and these people they show this ungodly age.
真的，你看里面的人，你看每一件事情都是跟神相违背的。
And if you look at these people, then they are all against God.
第二节最后说心不圣洁。
And then at the end of verse 2, it says that they are unholy.
不但行为不圣洁，连心都不圣洁。心不圣洁，当然行为就不圣洁。
And so not only are their actions unholy, their thoughts are unholy. And if their thoughts are unholy, of course their actions will be unholy.
然后最后那个人就是有敬虔的外貌，却没有敬虔的实意。
And then so that these people will have a godly outside, but not a godly inside.
这个一个世代在我们当中，我们要很小心。
And so this type of age that we are in, we must be very careful.
这个是普遍性的。
And this is what is normal.
那真正会影响我们的，如果今天我们保持圣洁，我们真的会敬畏神，把神放第一位。
And so if we are truly able to be holy and truly able to put God first,
有时候我们在教会久了以后，我们就世界的朋友就越来越少。
Perhaps as we stay longer in the church, then we start to have fewer and fewer friends on the outside world.
但是在教会里面，其实也另外一层危险出现了。
But inside the church, there are also a different danger appearing.
那个危险在哪里
？And where is this danger?
有人会在末世的日子离弃真道。
There are those in the end times who will leave the true gospel.
我们看提摩太前书四章第一节。
We look at 1 Timothy chapter 4.
四章第一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
这是圣灵另外一次的预言。
And this is the Spirit's prophecy.
四章第一节，圣灵明说，在后来的时候，必有人离弃真道，听从那又引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
Verse 1, now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
会有人离弃真道。
So there are those who will depart from the faith.
神的道理很好，没有错。
God's word, it is very good.
但是这个不圣洁的世代里面充满很多迷惑。
But in this unholy time, there are a lot of deception.
所以神要的圣洁是什么？
And so God wants holiness. What is
在神面前有一个清洁的心。
It is that before God, we have a clean heart.
单纯相信神的应许。
We have a pure and simple heart to believe in the promises of God.
主耶稣基督他给我们的盼望。
That Jesus Christ gave us His hope.
所以在神面前能够清心。才有办法看到这个神。
And so to be in front of God and to have a pure heart, this is the only way to see God.
但是有人就会离弃这个真道。
But there are some people who will depart from this faith.
听从那引诱人的邪灵鬼魔的道理。
And then people will give heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons.
那这个表示说，即使在教会里面，有时候都会有危险。
And so that means that even in the church, there will sometimes be dangerous times.
这个危险不是说我们今天会去做很多坏事。
And these dangers, it is not that we will go out and do a lot of bad things.
而是有时候我们会对我们所信的这个真理啊迷惑，我们会觉得真的是这样吗？
But sometimes we will be confused about the faith that we believe in.
如果有人离弃了，我们说不定就跟着他离去了。
And if somebody leaves the faith, then perhaps we will leave with them.
所以圣经主耶稣才会说，你们要小心，要谨慎。
And so Jesus said, take heed and watch.
在主再来的时候，有一个征兆。
That when the Lord comes again, there will be a sign.
那个征兆就是会有一些敌基督的假基督假先知出现。
That in that time there will be false Christs and false prophets.
会讲一些道理让你很迷惑。
That they will speak words which will allow you to be deceived.
那这个时候我们一定要小心。
And so at this time we must be careful.
当这些 引诱人的道理、鬼魅的道理出现的时候，我们怎么办
？And so when these things when they arise, what will we do？
我们要明白，这个就是魔鬼的工作。
We must realize that this is the work of Satan。
所以第四章的第二节，刚才所看的。
And then so in chapter 4 verse 2 it says，
这是因为说谎之人的假冒，这等人的良心如同被热铁烙惯了一般。
That they are speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron。
也就是说，有人哦会从这个真理上偏离的。
Which means that people will depart from this truth。
那我们一定要小心。
And then we must be careful。
因为当人的良心哦不再清洁的时候
，Because when their conscience is no longer clear，
那这个时候有时候讲话做事就会跟以前不一样。
Then sometimes when we say things and we do things, it will be different than before。
你看，如果我们今天每一个人良心都很敏感哦。
For example, if today all of our consciences are very clear and very sensitive。
我们经过了这么久的祷告学习真理之后
，And after we've gone through so many teachings and then so many prayers，
有时候我们讲错一句话，你就会感觉到了。
And so when we say something wrong, then you will recognize it。
所以你讲了一句不该说的话，这个圣灵就会责备你，就会提醒你。
And when you say something that you should not have said, then the Holy Spirit will rebuke you。
所以有时候我们就会变得很敏感了。
And so sometimes we will become very sensitive。
然后我们就会注意，其他人听了这个话的人，他们会不会？被我的话影响，我们就会考虑到别人的需要。
And then we will start to think, will others be affected by the words which I have said? And we will start to think about how others are affected.
所以，这个就是我们今天如果良心敏感的人呢。
And so today, for those of us who have a sensitive conscience,
我们绝对会在真理上一直站立得住了。
Then we will be able to stand firm in the faith.
我们不会离弃真理啊。
We will not leave the truth.
可是有时候就是因为这个魔鬼工作迷惑出现的时候。
But sometimes because Satan is working and the deceptions appear.
有时候人就会开始讲出他自己的道理啊。
And sometimes people will begin to speak their own gospels.
那其实我们在对神的心如果不纯啊不专一，其实这个就是在神面前的不圣洁。
And so if our hearts are not pure towards God, then this is also another type of being unholy.
所以神要求我们圣洁。
And so God wants us to be holy.
那我们现在学了这么多以后，我们要怎么样过圣洁的生活
？And so after we have learned so much, how can we live a holy life?
从提摩太前后书跟提多书，我们看到保罗对提摩太跟提多年轻工人几项的提醒。
And so in 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus, we can see how Paul encouraged, wrote some reminders to Timothy and Titus.
他特别提到要弃绝、要逃避的。
And he says there are certain things that you need to flee away from.
所以从这三卷书里面，我们看到好几次重复出现要逃避。
And so from these three books, we can see oftentimes he says that you need to flee away.
他提到几件事情是要逃避的事啊。
And there are some things that he says that you must run away from.
我们看提摩太后书二章二十二节。
We look at 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22.
从个人的角度来看。
And from a personal standpoint.
他说要逃避少年的私欲。
It is to flee the youthful lusts.
对我们今天神训班的学员来说。
And so for those students at the NYTS this time.
相信这一件事情从小在 SSC 的时候就不断的被提醒了。
I believe that you have been reminded of this since you were going to SSC since you were young.
不知道你听过几次了。
I don't know how many times you have heard this.
你如果每次都把它算记录起来了。
And if you had kept a note.
现在电脑很方便了。
And right now it's really easy in your computer.
如果你每一次都有做笔记。
And if every time you took notes.
然后呢，你等到从 SSC 参加完到参加过PMPP 之后，你把你所有的 note 都把它统计一下。
And then if you consolidate all of your notes from your first SSC until you finish PMPP.
我们在读书的时候都要做分析嘛，哈，统计分析啊，特别做读科学的都一定要分析啊。
And then whenever we learn anything, we have to make a report.
你把它分析看看，你所听到的道理哪些是最常被提出来的
？And then you think what are the teachings that you have been taught the most often?
逃避少年的私欲这件事情，绝对每一次都会讲。
Flee also youthful lust is probably one that we speak every single time.
表示说这件事情其实我们很容易就逃不掉。
Which means that sometimes it is very easy for us to not flee away from these.
所以他说要逃避少年，要过一个真的灵修的生活。
And so it says to flee youthful lust, and which is to lead a good life.
你看我们今天在这里，大家心很轻啊。
And so right now we look at everybody, our hearts are very light.
因为读圣经祷告。
Because we read the Bible and we pray.
所以要过圣洁的生活，绝对离不开神的道理以及神的灵。
And so to lead a holy life, we cannot depart from the Word of God nor from the Spirit of God.
我们一定要有一个 真的读经的生活。
And we must truly lead a life of reading the Bible.
神的道理才会洁净我们的心。
Then the word of God can purify our hearts.
今天如果我们只是在这里读圣经，回去如果把圣经放着，那我们在这里的训练基本上已经去掉一半了。
If we only read the Bible while we are here, and when we go home, we just put it aside, then we have already lost half of our training here.
而且我们的读经一定要有目标。
And then we have to have a goal in our Bible reading.
我们一定要能够跟弟兄姐妹分享。
We need to be able to share about our Bible reading.
所以我们一定要有朋友。
And so we must have friends.
所以我们在这里所认识的这些新朋友，不管是新的旧的，我们一定要保持联系。
And so these new and old friends that we have here, we must continue to hold communication.
有时候我们所读到领受从圣经里面所领受的一些话语跟我们的朋友分享的时候，那一句话可能就会转变一个人的生活。
And so sometimes the words which we share with our friends, perhaps that word that we share with them, it can change their life.
真正有用的劝勉是神的话语。
And true encouragement, the one that really changes somebody, is the word of God.
这个神的话会在你的口中，在你的心里面，一定是你有过一个很正常的读经生活。
And for the word of God to be within you, you have to have a habit of reading the Bible.
那你有这个知识，要知道怎么去用，一定要祷告。
And then after you have this wisdom, in order to know how to use it, you must pray.
我们一个人可以花很多时间祷告，读圣经啊。
A person can spend a lot of time reading the Bible.
因为读圣经有时候你现在读那个文字本身，你会被文字吸引的。
Because sometimes when you read the Bible, you can be attracted by the literature aspect of it.
这就好像你今天读了很多书。
It is like when you go out and you read a lot of books.
但是我们读了这些属灵的知识之后，我们一定要配合祷告之后，我们才知道怎么用它。
But then after we have received all of the spiritual wisdom, we must go through prayer to know how to use it.
所以一定要祷告生活。
And so we must lead a prayer of life.
每天我们一定要自我要求。
And then we must make a determination to ourselves.
我是不是能够每天花30分钟祷告？
Can I spend 30 minutes a day praying?
我早上的时候能够花15分钟祷告？
In the morning, can I spend 15 minutes to pray?
我回到家的时候，我们能够先跪下来祷告？
And then when I come home, can I first kneel down to pray?
我要做功课以前，我是不是会先祷告？
Before I do my homework, do I kneel down to pray?
我要睡觉的时候，我会不会祷告神，然后求神来赦免我今天所犯的错误？
When I go to sleep, do I pray to God and ask Him to forgive all the sins that I've committed today?
我会不会求神说，神啊，求你给我智慧，让我将我今天所学的能够真的让我可以用出来。
Well, we pray to God, asking Him that today all the wisdom that I have learned to help me live it out.
只有这样的方法，我们才有真的办法，真的过合乎神圣洁的灵修生活。
And only in this way can we truly lead a life that is spiritually cultivated and holy to God.
除了我们这个少年的诗意之外，在提摩太后书第二章第二十二节所说的。
And so apart from what is said in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 22 about fleeing youthful lusts.
看提多书第二章。
Let us look at Titus chapter 2.
提多书二章的第十一节。
Titus chapter 2 verse 11.
提多书二章十一节说，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。十二节
，verse 12，
教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世至守公义，敬虔度日。
verse 11， for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. verse 12， teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
这里说要除去不敬虔的心，世俗的情欲。
Here it says that we must deny ungodliness and worldly lusts.
我们肉体的情欲，这是有时候我们在年轻的时代，这个很自然，身体在成长的时候就会有。
And so our physical lusts, it is very natural as our bodies are growing.
但是很多时候其实外面来刺激的。
But many times it is also from external stimuli.
有时候如果我们真的有一个敬虔的心呢、啊、
？And so if we truly have a godly heart,
我们就会把这些世俗的情欲从外面来的把它隔绝掉。
Then we will be able to cut off the external stimulus that comes.
然后真的会在神里面自守。他这边说要保守自己。
And then we will be able
很谨守。
We will be able to keep ourselves.
我们会害怕说我如果犯罪怎么办
？And we will be very afraid that if I sin, then what will happen?
我们有个弟兄啊，他受洗之后
，We have a brother that after he was baptized.
他最害怕一件事。
The one thing that he feared the most.
他说我害怕以后犯罪不能够进神的国。
He said the thing I fear the most is that I will sin and I will not be able to enter the kingdom of God.
我说我犯罪，我现在受洗在神的国度里面了。
And so right now I have been baptized. I belong to God.
他说他在神里面真的很享受。
And he says that belonging to God it is something he truly enjoys.
他需要的神都给他。
And he says that whatever he needs God has given him.
就是说有时候他没有求的，神也自动给他，让他生活无虑。
And so sometimes even if he does not ask, then God will just give it to him. And he
所以基本上在神里面的， 一无所怕，都不用害怕。
And so he had no lacking, and so he felt that in God he had nothing that he needed to fear.
但是他说他只有怕一件事。
But he said he only feared one thing.
他说怕有一天如果我不小心犯罪，我就完蛋了。
He said he feared that if one day he is not careful and he sins, then he is in trouble.
他最害怕不能得救。
That is his most greatest fear is that he would not have salvation.
我们如果有这个敬畏的心呢
？And so if we have this heart of godliness,
我们一定会敬虔度日。
Then we will live each day in holiness.
那我们会很注意我们今天从外界所接受的信息。
And then we will be very careful about how we interact with the outside world.
我们要弃绝这个世界的淫诱。
And then we will deny these worldly lusts.
当然一定要从神的灵开始。
And of course, it must start from the Spirit of God.
要充满神的话语。
We need to be filled with the Word of God.
然后呢，还要弃绝一件事。
And then we must deny one more thing.
来看跟提摩太前书第四章第七节。
We look at 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
这里提到说世俗的言语跟老妇荒谬的话，第七节。
Here it says that reject profane and old wives' fables.
什么叫做世俗的言语
？So what is profane? What are profane words?
那这句话在六章二十节重复出现了。
And this is also repeated in chapter 6 verse 20.
六章二十节。
Chapter 6 verse 20.
他说你要躲避世俗的虚谈跟那个敌真道似是而非的学问。
It says, avoid the profane and idle babblings and contradiction of what is falsely called knowledge.
提摩太后书二章的十六节。
And then in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 16.
二章十六节说要远避世俗的虚谈，因为这等人必进到更不敬虔的地步。
2 verse 16 says, but shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness.
然后当然提多书我有这些经节我们不用再翻，但是这里讲的世俗的虚谈。就是会让我们最后进到不敬虔的地步了。
And so these words, these profane words are those that will cause us to enter into ungodliness.
那这个老妇荒谬的话，其实就是一些传说，就是一些不是真理的话，其实真的就是一些故事。
And so when it says old wives' fables, these are things that will, these are just old stories.
这个有些话我们真的要小心呢。
And so there are words that we truly must be careful of.
所以我们要弃绝就是要逃避这些事情。
And so we must reject these things. We must leave, depart from them.
当有人在讲的时候，你就要小心了。
And so when people are saying them, we must be careful.
当然，我们自己不要去讲了。
And of course, we should not speak them ourselves.
我们有个姐妹，她有个经历。
And we have this church sister who had this experience.
我们现在这个时代哦，很方便，大家来来去去，每个地方哦，大家都会有互动。
Right now in this world, it is very convenient for everybody to just go from place to place.
有时候我们到每一个地方去，就会听到一些让你的消息嘛，哈。
And so perhaps whenever we go somewhere, we will hear different news.
啊，你到一个地方去听到消息，通常都听到什么消息
？And so when you go somewhere and you hear some news, what is it the news that you usually hear?
通常第一个听到都是哦，哪里又不好，什么东西，哪个人又吵架，反正都是坏事比较多了。
And so usually the things that you hear are bad things. Who's fighting with who and whatnot?
很奇怪，人就是很容易把这件事情就记住啊。
And it's very interesting that man will just remember these things.
如果讲这个什么神的恩典，那些见证有时候讲老半天就记不起来。
But then when you speak about the testimonies of God's grace, then oftentimes it is hard to remember.
然后呢，现在把这个消息就带回来了。
And then so this person brought back this news.
带回来的时候就开始找人就开始讲话了。
And so when she brought back this news, she found people to start talking.
开始就有时候讲这个教会哪一个某某人怎么样怎么样怎么样，开始讲一些。是是非非的事。
And then so they started talking about how, oh, this person did this and this, and it is idle babblings.
那这个有时候你听的人就是别人一直讲，你就是这样听啊。
And then so sometimes when people are saying these things, then we just listen.
听久了哈，你会被影响。
But after you listen for a long time, you will be influenced.
如果本来你没有对这个人没有什么看法的，你听别人一讲几次以后，你就觉得哎，这个人可能真的不太好。
If at first you have no thoughts towards this person, but then you hear these other people continuously bad mouthing this other person, then
有时候这个话是不是没有造就人的
？And sometimes these words do not have any edification.
哎，这个姐妹听久了以后，她就后来就是。怪怪的，不太好。
And so this sister, after she had heard these words for a long time, then she thought it was a little strange.
心里面都有点多少受影响了。
And so in her heart, she was affected.
结果有一次这个姐妹另外又打电话进来，又要开始讲很多事了。
And so one time, this another sister called her and wanted to talk about these things again.
结果呢，很奇怪哦。
But it was very strange.
电话就断掉了。
The phone
讲到这个某某人怎样的时候，电话就断掉了。
When she was about to say what was wrong with this person, then the phone got disconnected.
奇怪，断了，就再打一次啊。
And so it got disconnected. Very strange. So they called back.
然后就讲，刚刚讲到哪里？
And then they start talking back, and then they're like, oh, where were
we? 就讲到某某人怎样怎样怎样。
And they were saying, oh, we were talking about how this person did this and this.
开始又要讲的时候，电话要断掉了。
And then once they were about to start talking about it again, the phone disconnected again.
第二次了。
Second time.
那奇怪，电话好好的啊。
And they thought, it was so strange, the phone was fine.
打一次。
They tried again.
第三次，再拿起来，再继续讲。
The third time, they tried again.
等到要讲到什么人的时候，电话又断掉了。
And then when they were trying to talk about the person again, the phone was disconnected.
通常不会这样子啊。
And so it's very strange. Normally, this does not happen.
哇，这个姐妹突然醒悟过来了。
And then finally, the sister awakens.
这就是神不喜悦的事。
This is something that God is not pleased with.
讲一些没有造就的话。
To speak words that are unedifying.
神就是不喜欢。
God is not pleased.
就是用电话把它断掉，让他讲不下去。
And then so God allowed the phone to disconnect so they could not continue.
后来她就知道了。
And so she knew.
真的，我们要勒住舌头。
That we must control our tongue.
有时候有一些不好的话。对人没有造就的，不要讲。
That the words which are unedifying, that perhaps we should not speak these words.
以弗所书说，我们污秽的话一句都不要出口。
And the book of Ephesians says that we should not speak these words.
凡事要说造就人的好话。
But we should only speak words that are edifying to others.
所以我们要过圣洁的生活。
And so we must live a holy life.
我们要勒住我们的舌头。
We must control our tongue.
今天我们在教会里面，如果每一个人都勒住舌头
，If in the church today everybody control their own tongue，
那么你在教会所听的道理。听了信息，每一件事情都是对你有造就的。
And then everything that you hear will be edifying to you.
我们每一个人都从别人的话里面得造就。
And we will receive edification from every word of every other person.
我们所讲的话也会造就别人。
Every word that we say will edify others.
那这个其实就是神所喜悦圣洁的团体应该有的。
Then this is what is pleasing to God. This is what a holy congregation should be.
我们除了逃避这些事情以外，我说我们要逃避一些人呢。
And so apart from fleeing from these things, there are also people we should avoid.
提摩太前书第一章的第三节提到说，这有一个叫传异教的人呢。
And in 1 Timothy chapter
第一章
chapter 1 verse 3, it talks that we should run we should depart from people who preach heresies.
那这些人他是不就在讲一些荒谬无凭的话语，无穷的家谱。
And so these people are
第四节
they are talking about fables and endless genealogies.
那有一些这个传义教人保罗提醒说，不要要禁止他们，不要再继续讲下去了。
And then so for these people preaching heresies, Paul says that you must stop them and not allow them to preach it further.
所以这些人要逃避。
And so these people you must avoid.
然后第一章的第十九节。
And then in chapter 1 verse 19.
来看第十九节。
Verse 19.
他说常存信心跟无愧的良心，有人丢弃良心，就在正道上如同船破坏了一般。
Having faith and a good conscience, which some, having rejected concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck.
有一些人丢弃良心，离弃正道。
And some people have rejected it and left the faith.
他说这样的人哦，要躲避了。
And so these type of people you need to depart from.
第二十节保罗说我已经把他交给撒旦了。
And then verse 20, Paul says that these people、
就是、
he has already handed over.
保罗这个时候已经没有办法了。
Paul already felt that there is nothing he can do.
那怎么办
？So what do you do?
他说要求提摩太，你不要跟他们接触，离开。
He says Timothy, you should not be with these people. Depart from them.
那这些传异教的离弃正道人，他们有一个特质。
And so these people who are preaching other doctrines, they also have a characteristic.
那特质在提摩太前书第六章里面所记载的。
And it is what is recorded in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
通常我们看到他们的重要就是自高自大的。
We see that they try to puff themselves up.
就是他们是专好问案、争辩言辞，就是他是专门来辩论的，让人起纷争的。
And they are those who like to cause dispute in the church.
然后这个道理本身就会让人生出嫉妒、纷争、毁坏。
And then what they teach will cause division and envy.
那这些在这种人的情况，他有一个特质，就是他会有一个敬虔的外貌，但是他其实不相信敬虔的力量。
And so these people, they will have a form of godliness, but they will not have the power.
所以保罗说要逃避，不要接触啊。
And so Paul says that you must depart from these people.
保罗并没有跟提摩太说这些人你要去把他挽回啊。
And Paul did not tell Timothy that you must turn these people around.
因为他说他们像船坏掉一样。
Because he says that they are like those who have gone on a shipwreck.
你最好离开了。
So just depart from them.
那这个就是我们如果真的心里面很谨慎的人哦，我们会避免被影响。
And so if we are truly very reverent in our hearts, then we will
有时候人家讲一些话语啊。
And so we will try to get away from it when some people are speaking certain things.
要躲避。
We will try to escape it.
不要去跳进去。
We will not jump in.
因为跳进去的时候你就搞不清楚了。
Because when you jump in, then you will not be able to tell what is clear.
提摩太后书二章的第四 后书第四章的十四节、十五节提到一个抵挡正道的人。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14 and 15, it talks about one who is against the truth.
就是绵绵跟真理作对的。
He is one who is going against the truth.
他说你要离开。
You must depart from him.
因为当一个人跟真理作对的时候
，Because when a person is resisting against you,
他是有准备的。
He is prepared.
一个人如果他没有相当准备，他绝对不敢跟真理做敌对的。
If he is not prepared, then he will not dare to resist against the
truth. 就好像我们在查考《使徒行传》的时候，第十五章提到有一群人呢，坚持要受割礼的，他们敢跟使徒辩论呢，他们是很有准备的。
And so, if you look in the book of Acts, chapter 15, when it talks about those who believe in the circumcision, then they even dare to dispute and debate with the apostles.
然后这些人要离开。
So these type of people we must depart from.
还有一些人是分门结党的。
And then some people are those who cause division.
要让这个教会分裂的。
They are those who want the church to be divided.
这些人要逃避。
These type of people you must also depart from.
因为如果你接近，你可能被烧到。
Because if you draw close to them, you may be burned.
因为如果我们的心不圣洁。
Because if our hearts are not pure.
我们如果对神存疑了。
If we have doubts towards God,
其实这个在神面前就是不洁净了。
Then this is already being unholy before God.
你看，神要求我们献上的祭物是什么
？We look at the offerings which God wanted us to bring to Him.
罗马书十二章第二节，我们很熟的。
In Romans chapter 12, verse
第二节，十二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12, verse 2.
我们要真的能够明白神的旨意。
That we must know what is the will of God.
我们要能够成为圣洁。
We must be holy.
是神所悦纳的。
It is pleasing to God.
是我们的行为本身跟我们的心思意念都是在神面前无可指责的。
It is our actions and our thoughts that cannot be rebuked in front of God.
所以分门结党的人要离开。
And so those who want to cause division, we must depart from them.
那这些言论要掩蔽。
And then so these type of people we must be away from.
今天这个时代资讯化的时代，很多。事情都在网络上流传。
And so today in this world, many things are on the internet.
有时候我们就会在网络上迷失自己。
And so sometimes in the internet, we can get lost ourselves.
我们都知道，像网络一些 website 不要上，我们都跟我们亲人说不要去上。
And then so we know on the website, on the internet, there are websites that we say we should not go to.
你说一些色情的网页，我们通常不会去看呢。
And so if you talk about lustful websites, then we will not use.
最好不要去，而且不可以去。
And we cannot go there.
你去了就被污染了。
When you go there, you'll be polluted.
但是有一些言论在影响你的观念的，你也不要去。
But then there are some others that will affect your concepts, and these we should not go to.
因为当你看了以后，你会被影响。
Because when you read these, you will be affected.
我们以前在真耶稣教会，我们刚设网路的时候啊，你如果到 Google 社区 TJC 啊，就会跑出来我们教会的网页嘛。
And so when we first came up with our church website, when you went to go Google it, you could find our church.
但是同时哦，真耶稣教会跑出来之后，后面会有一个马上跟进来批评真耶稣教会是异端的。
But then right behind the True Jesus Church website, you will find other websites talking about how True Jesus Church is a cult.
哎，如果你一直去看呢、哦？
And then if you go and continue to read it,
如果你不小心呢
if you are not careful,
你就开始对真理就要存疑了
then you will start to have doubts towards the true Jesus
Church. 除非我们对真理真的很明白
unless we truly understand the teachings,
我们对教会真的很有感受
and we truly have a feeling towards the church,
我们对神的计划非常清楚
and we are completely sure on God's plan.
如果我们没有把握，最好真的不要
if we are not prepared, then we should not go.
你看了真的你会被影响
when you read it, you will be affected.
因为有时候解经的时候，他解的是似是而非的，他错的。
Because when they are talking about the Bible, they will interpret it incorrectly.
因为真的攻击真耶稣教的人，绝大部分没有真的来查考过真耶稣教的道理。
Because many people who try to attack the True Jesus Church have not studied the doctrine of the Church.
很多人他们都是听说什么就开始写了。
Many of them are just what they heard and then they will write.
或者是他们从我们的一个资料里面拿出来就开始分析，然后就开始攻击。
Or they will pull out some type of paper that we write and then they will start to attack it.
我们自己本身一定要谨慎谨守自己。
And so we must guard ourselves.
有些网路不要去。
There are some websites we should not go to.
去了之后，我们自我受亏损。
And after if we go, then it will only harm ourselves.
那我们要过圣洁生活，一定离不开要靠圣灵。
And so to live a holy life, we must rely on the Holy Spirit.
所以提多书第三章的第五节一直强调。
And so in Titus chapter 3 verse 5, it emphasizes.
我们今天得救是因着。重生的洗礼跟圣灵的更新。
That we have been saved today by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天靠自己，我们会觉得力量很小。
And today, if we rely on ourselves, we will find that our strength is very small.
你看，我们大家一起在生活的时候，我们一起祷告。
When we all live together and we pray together,
我们就很有力啊。
Then we have a lot of power.
可是我们现在回去了。
But when we go home,
我们还是不会孤单。
We will still not be alone.
所以我们今天早上所听的。
And so this morning, the sermon that we listened to.
我们虽然好像在那个房顶上孤单的麻雀。
Even though we will be like that sparrow alone on the housetop.
但是神应许他与我们同在。
But God is willing to be with us.
不管我们去哪里,
no matter where we are.
今天如果我们去一个教会, 一个地方是没有教会的地方,
today, if we go to a place where there is no church,
也许就是你是单独一个人在那里,
perhaps you're the only one there.
不要害怕,
do not be afraid.
主耶稣基督一定跟我们同在,
Jesus Christ will be with you.
圣灵要感动我们,
and the Holy Spirit will move us.
如果我们真的对主在神面前有一个圣洁的心呢,
if we truly have a holy heart before God,
神的力量要保守我们不但在正道上能够站立得住, 而且还能够在那个地方传福音。
And then God's Spirit will cause us to be able to stand firm, and also not even just to stand firm, but to also preach His word.
主耶稣基督的应许。
And this is the promise of Jesus Christ.
他说我必与你同在，这是同住的圣灵。
He said, I will be with you, and this is the indwelling Holy Spirit.
所以愿主耶稣基督带领我们。
And so may the Lord Jesus Christ guide us all.
那我们青年经过这两个礼拜之后。
So that our youth, after we have gone through these 2 weeks of training,
准备好了回去过圣洁的生活。
You are prepared to go home and live a holy life.
装备我们自己成为主耶稣基督的精兵。
And to prepare ourselves to be Christian soldiers for Christ.
一起来为神国的救人灵魂的大事情来贡献我们的心力。
And to put forth our efforts into preaching His word.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
435首。
435.